Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side this week with Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan.
Been a while since we talked, and I thought we would focus a little bit on the comings and the goings and the milestones in Lexington's dining scene.
Oh, there's a lot going on there. That's a good topic.
Okay, so first of all, we have Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken is now open downtown.
Yeah, this is Lexington's first location. This is a chain founded more than 30 years ago in Tennessee. And Gus Euler is bringing the location to Lexington. It's on East Vine Street behind Carson's. That's a bit confusing because his name is Gus, but the owner of the franchise or of the company is actually Wendy McCory. And it's a family recipe serving fried chicken and all kinds of sides, a very casual kind of juke joint kind of place.
If it's based in Nashville, I have to assume it's like hot chicken.
Hot chicken? You know, I haven't had, even though it's right down by our Business Lexington and Smiley Pete offices, I have not had a chance to try it yet. But I understand that it is like hot chicken, but not quite as spicy.
Chef Weta Michael has a new downtown eatery in the courthouse. Talk about that.
Yeah, Zim's Cafe. She's been working on that for a while, and they are officially opened. And it's a casual spot. They're going to be open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and primarily serving comfort food, sandwiches, as well as a lot of the favorites from the menus of Wallace Station and Windy Corner and the Midway Bakery. She's named that after her great-grandfather, Aaron Rufus Zimmerman, and she describes him as a very colorful character who really had an appreciation for folk art, and which describes the decor of the place as well.
All right, one moves in and one moves out. I understand Lexington Diner is relocating.
Yeah, the owner, Karen West, announced that she's closing down the downtown location where Lexington Diner has been for several years. She mentioned she was hampered by all the construction with the old courthouse, for one, as well as just the space. And so she's going to be moving Lexington Diner into the old location of Brass Abana on Lane Allen Road. And Chef Jeremy Ashby, that was his Latin food restaurant. He's announced that that has closed for Lexington Diner to move in, but Lexington Diner will also be joining with Ashby's Azure Restaurant Group, and will have a much larger dining room, and it allow them to have a patio space out there and to gain a liquor license. So it sounds like it's going to be a good move for all concerned.
All right, and now for something a little different. We're talking about a new place that's opened up in the Distillery District involving sharp objects.
Sharp objects that you hurtle through the air, that's right. Battle axes. This is Lexington's first axe-throwing venue. It's been popular in other spots around the country, including, I think, one or two in Louisville. But the owner of this one, Sean Courtney, it's an independently owned operation. He tried it when he was in Las Vegas, he told us, and thought it was great fun. And so he has outfitted 10 axe-tossing pits in the Rickhouse building right there on Manchester Street in the Distillery District.
I can't help but wonder what's next, running with scissors?
Could be, you know, if it's fun and people want to go out and try it for entertainment, you might have a concept there.
Okay, and we'll wrap up with the Bluegrass Hospitality Group is turning 20.
Yeah, 20 years. This is a Lexington mainstay, of course. That's Brian McCarty and his partner, Bruce Drake. They started Bluegrass Hospitality Group 20 years ago in 1998 with Malone Steakhouse. And, boy, they have really grown that. There's five additional restaurant concepts operating at the time. They employ more than 1,600 people, and their biggest right now has to be Drake's. They recently opened one in Brandon Crossing in Nicholasville. Two other locations are under construction, one in Chattanooga, one in Burlington, North Carolina, and they've got a couple more planned. So they have really accomplished a lot in the past 20 years.
What do you think is the key to their longevity? We're talking about 20 years in the restaurant business.
Yeah, which as we know is can be a fickle and very competitive business. We spoke with them about that. The people is what it starts with. They said they've had a lot of their 1,600 employees have been with them for a good majority of that time. And they also mentioned the Lexington market. They really consider Lexington to be home, and each of their concepts they have started and tested and tried to prove in Lexington first. And while not all of them have succeeded, they have really been able to test them out and see what has some legs to it and roll it out in other places.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been Tom Wilms, the editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a happy Thanksgiving holiday there, Tom.
You too. Thanks so much, Alan.